Hey everybody, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. Okay, here's a little joke for you. I hope you think it's funny. What is a snake's favorite subject in school? Did you get that? What is a snake's favorite subject in school? What do you think it is? I'm going to tell you. The answer is history. Get it? History? Because a snake makes the S sound, so it's kind of funny. And the title of today's lesson is Laughter is the Best Cold Medicine. I guess that was kind of a cold joke. Well, first we're going to learn about studies in laughter. Here's kind of a question to think about. Do people laugh more alone or in a group? I guess I should think about that more often when I'm telling my jokes. Let's see. Oh, second, what are the physical effects of laughter? Well, we do have a lot of fun in store for you today, a lot to learn as well. Open up your magazine and let's begin. Yes.
Laughter is the best cold medicine. Studies in laughter. A study Robert Provine published in American Scientist Journal in 1996 showed that people are 30 times less likely to laugh alone than in a group. Provine's group of 128 undergraduate psychology students listened to a laugh box that played the sound of laughter 10 times, and then students reported how they felt to the laughter. The first time, half the students laughed, and 90% of them smiled at the least. By the 10th trial, only 3 of the 128 students laughed. According to Provine, hearing and seeing the other students laugh made the laugh box seem funny. It was the combined stimulus of the laugh box and the laughter of other students that evoked continued laughter among the group.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 undergraduate 这个名词。Under 是指在以下的或者是较低的 graduate 是指毕业生所以 undergraduate 是指还没有毕业的大学生例如 Oscar is a Harvard undergraduate who is majoring in economics Oscar 是一位正在哈佛修经济学的大学生 undergraduate 也可以当形容词意思是指大学生的例如 Ellen will get her undergraduate degree next yearEllen 明年会拿到他的学士学位。继续我们看的是 evoke 这个动词。evoke 是指引起、唤起或者是博得。例如 ,the smell of freshly baked cookies evoked many childhood memories. 刚烤好的饼干的香味唤起了许多童年的记忆。或者是 ,the vintage furniture evoked a sense of the golden era of the 50s. 这些复古家具唤起了一种50年代辉煌时期的感受。
Seriously, Rebecca? Seriously, Rebecca?
Why do you have to be serious?
Right now, it's time to be serious.
Oh, right, because we're talking about studies in laughter. So we can't laugh?
No, well, because it's about studying. And so, we're going to learn about studies in laughter. Try to keep a straight face, Rebecca.
So, Gabe, for this entire lesson, I'm not going to smile and I'm not going to laugh.
All right.
Just like this.
Good luck. All right, good.
That was too funny.
You lose. You lost already. Okay, good. We read here. A study that was published in American Scientist Journal in 1996 showed that people are 30 times less likely to laugh alone than in a group.
So you said a study published in American Scientist. Gabe, why aren't you saying the guy's name?
Yeah, because I don't exactly know how to pronounce his last name.
Well, it's Robert Provine.
Well, see, that's the thing. I thought it was Provine, So, I'm not sure.
If it's provine or provine.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes we teachers don't exactly know how to pronounce certain names. And friends, that's okay. If you see a name, especially a proper name, it's okay if sometimes you don't know how to pronounce it. So don't laugh at me, Rebecca.
Well, Gabe, it's kind of like my last name. It's Brittingham, but some people pronounce it Brittingham.
Yeah, that's
Brittingham.
How it's supposed to be. Brittingham.
Yeah.
Brittingham. Rebecca Brittingham.
Right. Sometimes people pronounce it incorrectly.
Well, friends, anyway, back to this guy, Robert Provine, or Provine. He published an American Scientist journal. Now, the guys in the InfoCloud would like to talk to us about journals and other related things like magazines and periodicals. Let's join them now.
We all know what a magazine is. Studio Classroom is a magazine.
In a library, you'll need to go to the periodical section to find magazines. A periodical is any publication that comes out regularly or periodically, hence the name periodical.
A magazine is a periodical with a popular focus. Its readers are the general public, and so the language and vocabulary in a magazine are understandable to most people.
Yes, magazine articles are often written by professional writers with or without expertise in a subject. Magazines may contain news, personal narratives, and opinions. Time, Newsweek, Reader's Digest, and National Geographic are all popular magazines.
Other than magazines, you can also find journals in a library's periodical section. A journal is a scholarly periodical aimed at specialists and researchers. Articles are generally written by experts on the subject using more technical language. They contain original research, conclusions based on data, footnotes, and endnotes, and often an abstract or bibliography.
Okay, magazines are not necessarily bad or low quality, nor are journals necessarily high quality. They simply serve different functions and are aimed at different audiences.
Magazine 跟 journal 都是杂志，差别在于 magazine 是通俗性的杂志，它的内容五花八门，为的是迎合普罗大众的兴趣和喜好。Journal 是学术性的期刊，学者专家们会利用 journal 来发表他们的思想和研究成果。如果你要去图书馆看杂志或期刊，你就必须去到 periodical 的专区。Periodical 的字根 period 有着周期的意思，因此 periodical 当名词用就是期刊。在图书馆 ,periodical 是连续性出版品的总称。只要是每周、每月或是每一年固定的时间连续出版的刊物都是 periodicals。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys.Gabe, what are you doing over there?
Provine、or Provine.、Rebecca, I am writing in my journal. It's something that I like to do every day.
Gabe, the guys weren't talking about that type of journal.
Oh.
They're not discussing a journal that you write in.
Correct.
Nice try.
Isn't English fun, friends? Journal could mean different things. Let's continue learning aboutProvine's study here.、A Provine's group of 128 undergraduate psychology students listened to a laugh box that played the sound of laughter 10 times, and then students reported how they felt to the laughter. Okay, so imagine you're in this class with a lot of other students, and the teacher plays this laugh box.
That's funny.
Yeah, and you're supposed to laugh or respond to the laugh box.
That's cool.Great, what a brilliant idea.
I guess.
Yeah, well, let's see what they discovered. The first time, half the students laughed, and 90% of them smiled at the least. Okay. Well, we're going to learn more about what happened later, but let's talk about this phrase, at the least, to start with. This just means not less than, right?
Exactly. So 90% of them smiled at the least. Okay, so at least they smiled. That means many more of them laughed, right? It says half of them laughed, and 90% smiled at the least. Now, that's different from saying at least 90% of them smiled. So the emphasis here in this sentence is on the word smile. Okay, so they're at least smiling here. Now, can you use this phrase in other ways, Rebecca?
Let's see. I do have an example sentence here. Mm-hmm. Every morning, I would practice my piano for 1 hour at the least.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Or if you go to a new country, you
yes.
might not always like new foods, but you could try them at the least. Or you could try them, sometimes we would say, at the very least. At the very least, you could try something new.
Right. Great example. Well, let's continue with our lesson. By the 10th trial, only 3 of the 128 students laughed. So that's interesting. Initially, half the students laughed. Mm-hmm. And by the 10th time, only 3 were laughing.
Yeah.
I guess the laughing wore off.
Yeah, Rebecca, that seems a little awkward. 128 mm-hmm. students in a class and 3 are laughing at the end of this experiment. Well, friends, according to Provine, hearing and seeing the other students laugh made the laugh box seem funny. It was the combined stimulus of the laugh box and the laughter of the other students that evoked continued laughter among the group. And to evoke means to bring out or to cause something to come out.
Right. And so you could say, for example, the smell of coffee always evokes memories of when I used to work in a coffee shop.
Ah, it evokes memories. Good. You know, people, when they watch Toy Story 3, that evokes a lot of emotions. Well, friends, we're having a lot of fun learning about the studies in laughter. And we have more about laughter, so stay tuned.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are going to play a laughing game. Well, it's actually a whistling game. We're both going to whistle the same song and try to make the other person laugh. Are you ready, Gabe?
I'm ready, Rebecca. What song should we choose?
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Okay, mm-hmm. good. So the goal is to whistle and try to keep a straight face.
Yes.
And whoever laughs first loses?
Yes. Okay, you ready?
All right, here we go. Look at me in the eyes.
I'm looking at you. Ready? You won. I tried.
All right, well, friends, 现在不是尿尿的时间. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning about the physical effects of laughter. Here we go again.
Let's try it again.
Laughter is the best cold medicine. Physical effects of laughter. Wilson, founder and president of the World Laughter Tour Incorporated, adds that coughing and sneezing put strains on all types of muscles. But laughing at something funny can get the fluids flowing. If you laugh so hard, tears start flowing and your nose starts running, your airways become clear, and it puts your body more at ease to sleep better, he says. Everything operates in a healthy way, more efficiently, when you laugh.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 fluid 这个名词。 Fluid 是指流质或流体. 例如, the doctor suggested that the patient drink plenty of fluids. 医生建议这位病人要多喝流质. 或者是, the fluid in our body is mainly composed of water. 我们身体里的流质大多由水分组成. Fluid 也可以当形容词，意思是指流畅的. 例如, the tennis player is famous for his fluid strokes. 这位网球选手以流畅的动作而闻名。最后我们看 airway 这个名词， airway 是指呼吸道，例如 the patient's airway was blocked， 这名病人的呼吸道阻塞住了，或者是 the baby is suffering from a serious inflammation of his airway， 这个小婴儿的呼吸道发炎得非常严重。 airway 也指航空路线，例如 the airways are only for commercial aircraft， 这些航线仅供商业客机使用。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, now we get to learn about the physical effects of laughter. Wilson, founder and president of the World Laughter Tour Incorporated. Well, that's interesting, Gabe. There's a World Laughter Tour. That's really funny.
I imagine a group of people going around the world just laughing everywhere they go, walking, they're laughing on the bus, they're laughing when they go into a museum, they're laughing. That's great. The World Laughter Tour.
Gabe, I would love to join that tour.
I know. If that really is what this tour is like,Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, though, if that's exactly what the World Laughter Tour looks like, but hey, this is a great idea. The World Laughter Tour, it sounds like he's trying to get people to laugh more.
Right, because as we've already learned, laughing is very good for one's health. It makes you healthier. Well, anyway, Wilson adds that coughing and sneezing puts strains on all types of muscles,But laughing at something funny can get the fluids flowing. Ooh, so we should laugh.
We should laugh. We should laugh at something funny, right?
Yes, exactly.
And maybe laugh at someone funny. Hey, that kind of reminds me of a phrase. You know, it's not nice to laugh at people. Sometimes we say, we are laughing with you, not at you. Rebecca, have you ever used that phrase?
Yes. You know, there was one time, Gabe, oh yeah, like right there, that phrase. Mm-hmm. I remember someone just started laughing at me for something I had done, and I was like, guys, please don't laugh at me. And they said, Rebecca, we're not laughing at you, we're laughing with you.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes people say this to make someone feel better,Because the truth is, often we are laughing at somebody, but we do want to make them feel a little bit more comfortable about the situation. And so they say, oh, we're not laughing at you, we're laughing with you. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, as we said before, it's not nice to laugh at other people. Remember when to use this phrase.
Yes, it is not nice to laugh at people, but if someone else is laughing,It's good to join in the laughter and laugh with that person. Well, let's continue learning something in our lesson about laughing. If you laugh so hard, of course, this is what Wilson says, right? If you laugh so hard, tears start flowing and your nose starts running, your airways become clear, and it puts your body more at ease to sleep better. Gabe, the more...We learn about laughter, the more I think we just need to laugh.
Yeah, exactly. It puts our bodies at ease. It can put your mind at ease. Oh, that's another great thing or way to use this phrase, to put your mind at ease. Listening to soft music really puts my mind at ease when I'm studying or when I'm doing my math homework.
Yes, and I remember when I was back in high school, I had to give a speech. Actually, it was college.I had to give a speech, but my teacher's encouraging words really put my body at ease. I was very relaxed because of what she had to say.
Well, friends, think of other ways to use this phrase. Now, this idea of laughing a lot to help you sleep better, that reminds me of a story I heard about a guy who actually laughs. He makes himself laugh before he goes to bed every night.So he's not listening to funny jokes. He doesn't have a laughter jar. He just lays in bed. He lies in bed and he starts laughing for about 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I think if you keep doing that, he forced himself to laugh and that helped him to sleep better. Well, friends, this has been a very interesting lesson about the importance of laughing. And now it's time for something that always makes me laugh. a review skit.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Bob. We can't get together tonight. I'm nursing a cold, so I'm going to stay in and rest, okay? Talk to you later. Bye. Let's see. Medicine, pajamas, hot cocoa at the ready. Do I need anything else?
Hello, hello. Never fear. Laughter is here.
Bob, why are you here? I'm sick.
I know. And I'm here to tickle your funny bone. Tickle, tickle.
What are you talking about?
Haven't you heard? Laughing can speed up the healing process.
Says who?
Says Steve Wilson, the one and only joyologist.
Huh?
Laughter increases relaxation, reduces stress and pain, and reduces adrenaline in the bloodstream.
Is that good?
Yes, it's a recipe that will starve your cold and feed your funny bone. So, find something to laugh about.
Like what?
Well, videos of your favorite comedians.
I do love funny videos.
How about a laughter jar filled with funny memories and occurrences?
Yeah, remember the time?
When in doubt, laugh along with a recording or with me. Get yourself laughing.
That's silly, Bob.
Come on, laughing is contagious. It's good for you. So, let's just laugh together, yeah?
Well, I feel better already.
Achoo! 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 Oh, no. Now I'm sick.
That's hilarious.
Achoo! Achoo!
A study in American Scientist Journal in 1996 showed that people are 30 times less likely to laugh alone than in a group. Undergraduate psychology students listened to the sound of laughter 10 times, and then they reported how they felt. According to Provine, hearing and seeing the other students laugh made everything funny. Coughing and sneezing also put strains on our muscles, but laughing can get the fluids flowing. So if you laugh so hard tears start flowing and your nose starts running, your airways become clear. Everything operates in a healthy way, more efficiently when you laugh, according to Wilson, who is founder of the World Laughter Tour Incorporated.
Well, we had so much fun, we have no more time for jokes.
No, that's right, but we definitely can laugh. We'll see you next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.